Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another Ask Dr. Rhonda session. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutare Hypnosis. We're located at 60 State Street, but around the world by Skype or by telephone. Our webpage is www.mutarehypnosis, MutareHypnosis.com, or by phone on 617-266-3057. On to this week's topic, holiday overload, three steps to having more control. Now, look, friends, we just said Thanksgiving. We're moving into we're in December now. Things are moving ahead, probably at breakneck speed, or you're doing nothing, and you're going to wait for inspiration December 24th. A lot of people do that, but 10 or 12% of people don't even shop before the actual day. So why you would do that just adds to your stress. That's part of what I want to talk about. The first of the three steps I want to talk about today is get over yourself. Sorry, it ain't about you. That's a steal from Daniel Pink. And if you have children and you're preparing the holidays for them, you have other activities, that kind of thing, you just have to put it aside. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to be trying to do 12 things at once. Your children don't need 15 activities for the holiday. Just because you have three of them doesn't mean you each get to go to five. If you're the boss of them, figure out how to organize a family time activity. Some people try and travel with children. If you have small children, you got to do what you think best. At this point, you probably made your plans already. But if you haven't made your plans already, see if you can get people to come to you. A lot of people, a lot of grown folk would rather come to your house and let your children tear up your house, come to your house for a couple hours and go home, than have you come with Bebe's kids. Okay, I didn't mean it that way. Yeah, I did. To their house and rip it up, especially if you're somebody who doesn't have a kid-proof house. So something to think about. You're preparing things, and the holidays are not about you, then don't worry so much about it. If you're the one who's choosing it, and if you're someone who's maybe moved to a new town, I talked about this in last week's episode, some people are getting lonesome about the holidays, these kind of things, you have time now to plan activities that will lead you up to the holidays. Are there local community groups who are preparing holiday baskets? They almost always need help to help people put the baskets together that the people later come and pick up. You can volunteer at some activity in your community now because you can't. It's kind of hard to volunteer on that day unless you know what things are going on. But you can prepare ahead. That'll bring you into contact with other people who are trying to do positive things, and you'll be helping other people. If there's some other activities going on around you, if you want to find out about first night activities or whatever your community does for New Year's, do a little research now and plan some things ahead so you can join in more activities that maybe you haven't had a time to because you're in a new place or you moved from somewhere. There's no point in you sitting around going, yeah, poor me, I'm new in town. Calm down. Do a little something to move in a direction that allows you to make friends, meet new people. Even if you just go somewhere where you can enjoy the company of other folks, or hit a Starbucks or whatever. You can always do something else with your smartphone or what have you, but be amongst other people. But part of the process in having a less stressful holiday might be having less activities to do. So that's part two. Step two is plan ahead. Today's only December 4th. You have time to consider changing your plans. If you made some crazy plans, I've seen people who have in-laws, outlaws, what have you, and they're trying to visit four houses on Christmas. Really? Some people enjoy. If you love that and it doesn't add stress to you and you're really looking forward to that, fantastic. If you're dreading it and you're a volunteer and you don't have to, you know, let your spouse shoot you, calm down. My suggestion to you, and I've seen many people do this, I've done this. Sometimes you have to decide, we're going to the in-laws on this day and my family on the next day. I told you last week about a family I know, they have Thanksgiving. They have Thanksgiving and Christmas for the parents who go to Arizona for the winter. The parents don't want to be in the cold weather at Christmas time. They want to be where they're going to be. So they have the holiday at a different day. There's plenty of families who celebrate Christmas Eve and then do something else. So if you can split up your time, plan ahead, split up the time. And, you know, most people who really love you and care about you, if you're not changing your plans at the last moment, now if they've got 60 people invited, frankly, between you and me, they're not going to miss you. You have 60, unless you're the guest of honor, it's your house. So if you have 60 people coming, that's a different problem. If you have 60 people coming, then don't try and go to four other places. it's okay to do one or two things at a time. It may be time, you have, may have the ability to change your plans. So if you say, we're coming to your house for Christmas and we're going to this other place for New Year's, think about how to spread out those things, those activities, if you can. Don't try and do everything on the same day. I always say, and there are people, I heard somebody quoting me the other day, that Rhonda doesn't travel on the holidays. And you got that right, because you see the traffic jams, and God bless my dad for driving, you know, through hours and hours of traffic jams after he'd gotten off work and after Mother had gotten off work to take us someplace. God bless them. But, I mean, hours stuck in traffic. You know, the part where you allow yourself, and now I can make my plans at a time. I can go every other day of the year. I am happy to travel and go and visit other people off peak time. So something to consider for yourself is, can I be with these people off peak time? Plus, if you're not there at a so-called special occasion, a lot of crazy behavior doesn't usually go on. People talk about how horrible, you know, there's many a movie out about the bad things that went on Christmas Day because they had the wrong mix of people and family stuff gets thrown up on the table and all kinds of things. If you're there on a regular day, all the other crazy people ain't there. You can have actually time to spend. I had this discussion with a client of mine recently. You have time to spend with your parents because there aren't, your six brothers and sisters aren't all there at the same time. You can see them at another, you know, another time. But make time to go and do it, those things. But you don't have to be these particular days. You don't have to have these particular days for those activities. So I want to encourage you. Remember, you're going to get over yourself. Don't stop worrying about you. Plan ahead so you can allow yourself. Because planning is actually one of the keys to lowering stress. I should have mentioned that. Planning is one of the, knowing you have a little better control of something because you planned ahead. Now, if you have a spouse who's always late, another reason to bless my dad. Mother, she never missed the plane, but if she was going somewhere else, Lila was going to be late. So Dad, just at some point, he just decided not to worry about it. Being late drives me crazy. When I fly somewhere, I'm at the airport 2 hours early sitting at the gate, even though I may be going on a domestic flight. To me, I need to be there. I fly to places if I'm doing a presentation or a speech. So those of you who are interested in having me come out and give a talk for your group, I'm coming the day before. If it's more than a couple of hours, if I'm going to fly, I'm coming the day before because I want to be there and not worry about getting there. I know plenty of my brothers and sisters in the speaking business get up that morning and go somewhere. I live in New England. We got weather issues. I can almost always get there if I leave the day before to get there on the day I'm trying to get there. But that's me. To lower my stress, I'm early. There are other people. It doesn't bother them. But if you're a convention or a meeting planner and your speaker is not there when you get there in the morning, I'm telling you, that's very stressful for that person. So part of the process you might want to think about is planning ahead. That also might mean if you're preparing the meals and stuff, if you wait till the day before Christmas to get your turkey, you might be lucky to get one if you think you're going to have a turkey. They're on sale the day after, but that's not helping you. The part where you make room in your freezer ahead, or you get a friend of yours or a neighbor across the street or somebody who's invited to the party to stick the turkey in their freezer the week before, can save you a whole lot of aggravation. And let them defrost it for you. You run over, get it, wash it, stick it in the oven, whatever. The part where you plan that stuff ahead can make a really big difference. I also did this year for Christmas, I did the pre-cooked turkey. You do what you want to do. But I did the pre-cooked turkey, which saved me the stress of doing the cleaning and the organizing, putting together the thing. 2 hours in the oven, we're all set. But the part where you allow yourself to be more flexible about your plans, if you're the hostess with the mostest and you have 25 side dishes, I'm thinking you might be able to make do with 15. So my point is to let you think about, can you change your plans? Can you shift your plans around a little bit? There's also a point three is take a break. You don't have to run 12 directions at once. You actually can't really run. I know that people think they're multitasking, but you're not actually multitasking. You're transferring your primary activity to something else. So you can do lots of things part way, but they're not completely done. And if you really want to be able to focus on the people who are around you, the people that you love and love you and you care about, you want to be present in the moment with them while you're there for the holidays. And if you're running around cooking and cleaning and organizing and putting together and all that other stuff, you may not be able to be present and actually enjoy the time with them. They might say, hey, where was Rhonda? She was in the kitchen all day. We didn't see her or talk to her. Geez, a shame. I wish I'd seen her. I would encourage you to figure out, Let somebody help you with some of the side dishes. Let them bring the things over. Cut the number of things on the menu down. Allow yourself time to organize yourself. If you feel yourself getting wound up or you feel yourself feeling stressed about these things, that there's lots of physiological evidence on this, but just a quick comment. You can, if you shift your attitude about whatever you're thinking about, you, as somebody said to me today, if you turn the page, you shift your attitude, it takes about 90 seconds for your body's physiology to catch up to that. So if you change yourself to thinking, what a blessing, instead of, oh, all these people are coming, thinking what a blessing it is that you have a house to live in, you have food to feed these people, there may be people coming to the house. The people come to your house, some of them, and you might be surprised, you may find some of them have been spending the day alone if you hadn't invited them to your house. So the part where you shift your attitude for a moment, or if you have the reason you're doing these activities, if you're a Christian or whatever religion you might belong to, if there's a holiday season that's being celebrated, and if you're an agnostic, you just want a day, or an atheist, you just want a day off, just remember you get a few minutes peace, and all you need is 90 seconds to shift your attitude, and your body's physiology will follow. So allow yourself to just take a little break and not be making yourself crazy, because the longer you wind yourself up, or you keep the people who are winding you up around you, this is another reason to shoo people out of your kitchen. Because, oh, let's all talk. No, get out. If your primary job is cooking, unless you're a really good, well-organized cook who cooks for large groups of people, having 10 people circling in your kitchen is more stressful because you have to entertain them and cook. Shoo the people into the living room. Let them sit out there. But the way you figure out how to de-stress yourself, or if you just decide, and this can be important, if you decide it's just got to go the way it's been going, and this is the best way you can organize your holidays, then just change your mind about it being a pain in the neck and accept that it's a blessing. You have the ability to do this thing and have these people over. Just let go of the negative vibe about, oh, what a pain in the neck, you know, drunk cousin Larry. Why'd you invite drunk cousin Larry? That's all I had to say. tell them you're going somewhere else. If there are people who are toxic to your family situations, you might want to think about how to not have them there, or how to encourage them to be elsewhere. Or you could do like an enormous number of people are doing nowadays. Apparently, the entire world, not really, but a lot of people go away on vacation for Christmas. Disney World, booked. People go to Disney for Christmas. I'm sure it's fantastic. I'm sure they have all kinds of activities. But that means also that they're not, you know, with their more extended family unless they all went to Disney too. So there's a lot of people who figured out that getting out of town for Christmas can be a good idea. So maybe you could be one of them. Oh, I got to visit my friend Steve. I promised I would go. Whatever. But it's an option you can take. If you don't want to be in the places where some people are, negative Nellies or whatever, you might want to think, get yourself out of that situation. So remember, you have the ability to make those choices. So what you think about how you might be able to make your holidays less stressed if you want to. If you like being stressed over the holidays, you enjoy the whole activity, just be glad you're able to have that activity. If there's something else you'd like to do, that you'd like to work on areas around hypnosis, if you've got a weighty issue you want to work on, maybe handle weight loss, stress reduction, all sorts of things, give us a call on 617-266-3057. If you call and book or get a gift certificate between now and December 31st, you still get 2015's rates. So 617-266-3057. Look us up on mutarihypnosis.com, Metro Boston at 60 States, or by Skype around the world. Thanks for listening to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda.